Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Shermin. This is Krista.
And this is Wendy. Hello, Shermin and Krista, and welcome to all of our listeners out there.
Yes, welcome, everyone. We are delighted to welcome Melinda Curley as our guest on our show today. Melinda is a health coach who helps parents of children with epilepsy and or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and she is the author of several books, namely Seizure Free, Addressing the Causes of Seizures Naturally, and Epilepsy Empowerment, Living an Exceptional Life with Epilepsy, and Boosting Brain Power, Help Your Child with ADHD and Learning Disabilities Excel in School. All three of Melinda's wonderful books are available from Amazon.
Hello, Melinda. I'm just continuing with the introduction of you, so if you just hold on a minute.
Okay, sorry.
I'll get to your questions in just a moment. Based on Melinda's own experience, she firmly believes that the key to keeping epilepsy under control is through obtaining optimal health. Our body has an amazing ability to heal when you give it what it needs. And she says that we not only significantly improve our health, we can even reverse neurological conditions. It takes a certain mindset and diligence to overcome a chronic health condition, and it all starts with believing and trusting in yourself to allow the impossible.
Right, and Melinda has a master's degree in special education, and she has helped many children with learning disabilities and ADHD learn in school. Melinda overcame her seizure disorder after years on medication by focusing in on improving brain health and utilizing the exercises that she taught as a personal trainer. She is currently creating an online course to help others with seizures take the necessary steps to reduce them and optimize their brain health. She's also helping parents of students with ADHD identify the things that they can do at home to improve brain health, reduce their neurological symptoms, and excel in school. The title of our show today is Mastering Your Mindset to Achieve Optimum Health. So welcome, Melinda. It's a great pleasure to have you here on our show today. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Awesome.
It's great. It's great to have you on, Melinda. So you've written some really amazing books. What prompted you to write those books? Can you give us a little bit of background on, you know, how you came to do the work that you do?
Yeah. My first book is actually Seizure Free, Addressing the Causes of Seizures Naturally. And I started writing that book because I realized I could help other people reduce or eliminate the need for medication for seizures, because what for me, as I was about 23 years into taking anticonvulsants, my hair fell out and my vision was going and my health was really in a rapid decline, and it was frustrating because it's what the doctors were telling me I needed to do. And that's great, but then I realized there's so much more that I can do on my own to improve my health that I don't need a prescription for. And, you know, even, you know, just doctors don't tell you exactly how to improve your diet. They usually just write you a prescription. And that's just one way. But when you start incorporating a lot of different healthy habits into your life, you see a lot of positive changes. So that was, unfortunately, my hair fell out because of my seizure medication, but vanity triggered a need and desire in me to really improve my health and my lifestyle and figure out a way to get off the medication. So that's what triggered it for me, starting to write and help other people see that there are things that they can do in their own lives, and they don't have to feel so stuck just because what the doctor is telling them to do isn't working.
Yeah, that made me think when you said, you know, a lot of times you get medications and it's supposed to help with one thing, but then it gives you all these other side effects and other symptoms. So then you end up with, you know, maybe addressing one thing, but then potentially having another problem or multiple other problems. So that's so, it's so good to know that there are other things that can be done so you don't end up feeling so stuck. I just wonder, I think a lot of us want that, but just don't know where to start or where to go or how to find out about what else can be done. So it's really great that you, I don't know if you stumbled upon or you did some real, you know, intense research too, because you said, hey, this, I don't want this hair falling out business, so I'm going to do whatever I can to find out whatever there is out there to help myself. Is that kind of how that happened?
Yeah, absolutely it is. I started thinking about, well, what things, because I knew that there was a ketogenic diet that they prescribed for young kids with epilepsy, but they always said, oh, it's not for adults. And I didn't understand why. So I started looking up, well, what kind of nutrient deficiencies do people with epilepsy have? What things can help people with epilepsy? And I did a lot of Googling and a lot of research. I read through medical journals and just all over. I talked to holistic practitioners, acupuncturists, you know, because Eastern medicine, they have a whole nother mindset, but they do still get results. So, it was a lot of personal research and combining different things, because it's not just one aspect of our life that's causing problems neurologically, or even, you know, it's not even just neurologically. It could be, you could have a problem with your digestion. But it's usually more than one factor that contributes to it. So I find increasing the amount of healthy habits that you have in your life helps to eliminate diseases and
absolutely.
Symptoms.
Absolutely. Yeah, I so agree. This is great. I'm so glad you're with us to talk about these things, because I think a lot of people struggle with, you know, with this issue in general. But it's really great that, you know, seizure,
yes.
And epilepsy symptoms, because, you know, that's, I don't think there's, I've heard about that. But I know Krista has another question about this.
Yeah, Melinda, you just mentioned before that I guess we don't really know, doctors don't really know the cause of epilepsy. Are there multiple causes? Or since you seem to have experienced that changing your health habits can lead to improvements, are there deficiencies that might contribute, dietary deficiencies,
you know,
that might contribute to this condition?
there are actually multiple reasons that people have seizures. And the doctors, they don't look for causes beyond a tumor. Once they eliminate that as a cause, because that's an easy, take the tumor out of the brain, give a chemotherapy, and hope they get better.
Right.
Well, not easy, but it's kind of like it's simple. But there are multiple causes. One of the causes could be the toxins from the environment that get into the bloodstream and build up over time. Another thing that could cause seizures is just sensitivity to certain foods. And so there are environmental toxins as well as food toxins. Sometimes there's dyes in foods, and eliminating those from the diet can really help improve your health, your overall health, which improving your overall health also improves your brain health.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there's not one set cause. And I help people get healthier overall and focus on the whole body and not just, there's one chemical that will suppress these seizures.
Right. You must have done an awful lot of research then in this area, I would imagine.
Oh, I really did. I talked to a lot of holistic practitioners because I just didn't find that the doctors were looking for the cause so much. They were just looking to address the symptom.
Right. That's usually what they're trained to do, to address the symptoms and to write prescriptions, like you said. But you also mentioned that what prompted you actually to eliminate your seizure medication. One of the things that prompted you was that you were losing your hair. Were there other things that contributed to that? Kind of a drastic decision.
I had been learning about different ways of improving my health, but it's very drastic when your hair falls out, and it impacts your self-esteem. And because as a woman, I mean, we present ourselves, and our hair is a big part of our identity. And when you're visually, you know, looking a lot different, that was a drastic change in terms of, I had been experiencing side effects that dulled my thinking and slowed me down physically and mentally. But when it impacted my appearance, I really felt like I need to take action and I need to change something. And that was the thing. I knew that I couldn't reverse this autoimmune condition while I was on such heavy doses of anticonvulsant. And so it had been building up for a few years, but losing my hair and having my appearance change, that was the final straw for me. And I know that's not going to happen for everybody, and some people will just be okay and put up with side effects, you know. But for me, it was just like I really wanted my hair to grow back. So
that's amazing. What a story. Wendy, you have another question?
I do, and I'm glad I'm back. I think both Shermin and I both got cut off of the call, so that we are back, and so we did miss a little bit what you were talking about. So I'll just ask my question. If you've already answered it, then you can let me know. Could you tell us, why was it so long before you could get your medication off? Was there some things you had to find out first? You had to do other things in order to know whether it was the right time?
So it took me about a year and a half to titrate off my medication. I was very nervous about it, and I had to psychologically build myself up. You firmly have to believe in yourself and what you're doing in order to follow through to completion. And for me, I didn't have a lot of role models. I didn't have a lot of people who were talking out and saying, hey, look, I, you know, did this, and these are the steps that I took to come off my medication. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of people telling me, make sure you take your medication every day and every night. If you come off it, you know, you might have a seizure and die, which, yes and no, 90% of all seizures are non-fatal. I had had seizures in the past, and I had survived, and so I knew what to expect in case I did have one. So it can be a little tricky to to blaze your own path, and I was a little bit cautious, and I wasn't sure which path to take, and I wasn't sure what was going to work and what wasn't going to work. So for me, it was a lot of learning about different things and incorporating the different habits into my lifestyle first, and then like slowly backing off the medication, because I didn't want to put my life at risk, and I didn't really know how my body was going to react initially. So it was a process over about 2 years before of completely coming off the medication. But for me, it was just, I felt like I was blazing a new trail because I couldn't find very many other people or success stories of people who had come off the medication and were talking about it.
Well, you're in the D.C. area, right? I am. Right. So I noticed that they started an epilepsy walk a few years ago. So that is a good thing to just to get that awareness out there to the general public. Have you?
Oh yes, I participated in that. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's in the springtime, which is so beautiful in the D.C. area with the cherry blossoms.
Oh yeah, yeah it is. I went with a friend of mine whose son has epilepsy. So in fact, I told her about this call and see if I'm going to actually send her the recording of this so she can hear it. So great, Sherman, you have another question?
Yeah, I hear Melinda, you were talking about, you know, how kind of you had to believe that this is going to work for you and really persevere with that. So it sounds like, you know, there were some mental challenges that you had to overcome to really push through. Tell me a little bit about that, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I used a lot of positive affirmations. I started... Listen, and I had my own mantra that my body has an amazing ability to heal. And I would listen to positive affirmations over and over and over. And that helped me change my mindset and my attitude. I was kind of a negative person, and I was kind of worried all the time about my health. And switching over my mantra to my body has an amazing ability to heal put me in a more positive mindset. It helped me focus on learning about the different aspects of health that I could incorporate into my life on my own without, you know, without doctor's permission or, you know, somebody telling me what to do. So the other thing that I did was I started a journal, and I started writing positive affirmations, like when I was waiting, like, you know, when you're like waiting in line or when, you know, watching television, when you just have extra time. It helped change my patterns of thinking to be more positive and focusing in on the things that I can change and the things that I can do. Because as someone who has a disability, there's a lot of limitations. Like for epilepsy, we're limited to certain jobs just for the safety of the public. For example, if you have a seizure while you're driving, your license is going to be taken away. And so driving, there's limitations on that. There are certain jobs that if you've ever had a seizure, they're just not going to let you have them. And that's okay. But you know what? There's wonderful things you can do. Instead of driving, you can walk. You can take a bike, you can ride, you know, take a bus, there's Uber. And, you know, when you start looking at the things that you can do instead of, oh my gosh, I can't drive, I've got to stay home all the time, it really changes your life. And so that was something that I had to do, is I had to shift my thinking from looking at the limitations and looking at what other people wanted me to do to looking at all the positive things that I could do and all the abilities that I already had and focusing in on them. So, I used a lot of positive affirmations, listened to them, and wrote them down.
I really like that as well, because it's just kind of using all of your senses just really reinforces that even more for you. And I like the way you're mentioning journaling. I think journaling is great. And, with the positive affirmations, it really sounds like you just really empowered yourself. And that's great for people to hear. So I'm glad you're talking about that there's so much you can do when you start looking at the positive and what is possible rather than what is not working or it's shifting your focus, I think, has a lot to do with that. So that's awesome. Krista?
Yeah, this was really a very courageous thing that for you to do. Were you, scared at first? Did you feel like you were risking your life, or did you think it was an impossible task that you were embarking on?
A little bit, yeah. I felt fear and excitement at the same time, because I was fearful because, my mom kind of always brings up, oh, well, what if you have a seizure by the side of the road and somebody runs over you and you die? Well, the likelihood of that happening, I had to kind of look at the chances of things happening. When I did have seizures, I'd have minute-long grand mal seizures. And yes, I had them in dangerous places, but I survived them. So, for example, I had one as a teenager on a swim team, and my coach pulled me out of the water. But like I said, I survived it. And I looked back on that, and I thought, okay, so I had one as a teenager. I had a couple in college. When I was at the bus stop waiting for a bus, But people were around and they were helpful, and I survived them. So I realized, even if I did have a seizure, the chances of me dying from it were pretty low. And so I looked at all the positive things that could come out of not taking medicine and getting healthier, not just from the aspect of, oh, I'm not going to have to take this medicine, but also, oh, if I'm walking everywhere, I'm going to have more energy, and, my heart health is going to be better. My asthma will probably improve, and it did, and I'll be able to do more things. So I looked at, not just, okay, well, this is going to improve my seizures, but I also looked at, okay, this is going to improve my strength and my fitness, and I'll be able to do more things. And I won't have to spend all my money on drugs, which was kind of, that was a real downside of taking medicine. Those medications get expensive.
Right.
That certainly is a big factor, right? That's amazing, really. That took a lot of, I'm sure that took an awful lot of courage, what you did.
So, yeah, there was fear, but there was also excitement, and I tried to tap into more of the excitement and the benefits that I would receive if I stuck with it.
Right. Did you have a lot of support from your family and friends?
I kind of was afraid to tell my family for a while because I felt like I love my parents dearly, and I don't blame them at all for putting me on medication when I was 13. In fact, it was probably the best and easiest thing to do. That being said, I feel like, getting healthier overall and optimizing my brain health, actually it improved my life beyond what it did when I was put on medication. But my parents were very Western medicine, so I didn't tell them for a while what I was doing. I just told them, okay, you know, I'm eating healthier and I'm going for a run or exercising. And so I actually waited about a year before I told my parents, my family, that I was lowering my dose of medication slowly. And then I started working with a medical doctor who also excelled in holistic approach. And he, then, you know, they were okay with it when they knew I was working with someone who had an MD. But no, I didn't really have a whole lot of support. No, I didn't. Wow. Not when I started. I wish I
wow.
did.
Wow.
They want the best for me, and they used to think that the medication was the best, but now when I talk with my family, they're like, you're a lot sharper and a lot happier off of the medication. So now they're super supportive now, but at first they were super scared. They were probably more frightened for my health
yeah.
than I was.
I can imagine
that. Wow, that's
yeah.
amazing. Well, you are such a determined lady. That's very admirable of you. We are actually running a little bit out of time right now, and we just want to make sure that we hear just your some contact information for people who resonated with what you've talked about, any signature programs you might have coming up that you'd like to share with us.
I am actually putting this into an online program, the step-by-step things that I did, and it's called Seizure Freedom. And you can contact me through my blog at melindacurl.com.
All right. And that's C-U-R-L-E, is that correct?
Yeah. It's
okay.
M-E-L-I-N-D-A-C-U-R-L-E.com.
Great. All right. And if they wanted to email you, what is your email address?
Right. It's going to be Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, at melindacurl.com.
Okay. That's easy enough.
Excellent.
Great.
We'll put that on our Facebook page, and I'm sure that there may be some people that want to get in touch with you and get some more information about this. This was really great, Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal? All right. Thank you so much for interviewing me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Krista?
Thank you, Melinda. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. We really enjoyed that chat with you, and we hope that we can continue our conversation another time. Would you be willing to come back again?
Oh, sure, certainly.
That's this very important topic.
We would love to have you come back. So we'll definitely send you some other dates and, you know, hopefully continue this conversation soon.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent.
Have a great
day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us on our website at www.skystolimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you and where you can also get our Sky's the Limit Inspiration Kit. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover the one episode that will make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, Sky's the Limit.